Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up.
Everybody, my name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. That's right, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. What's going on, everybody, from all parts of the world? Thank you so much for tuning in to the show. Tell somebody that your favorite show is on the air, and we are rolling like a freight train. But of course, you know, I can't do the show by myself. I need my girl. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. And let's go ahead and get things started right. Now, of course, you guys already know your girls love us some Fridays, man. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go in and blow up our notifications on IG while liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to @Marie_Fritzen on Instagram. Listen, guys, if you want to be next week's Follower Friday, make sure you're following us on Instagram. That's @MMLiveRadio. Be the first one to shout us out or blow up our notifications, and you could be next week's Follow Friday.
Yes, you already know how we do this. Hashtag too many hashtags is where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. Y'all, this week's hashtags are going to be absolutely insane. Tell somebody to tune in because your hashtags are on the way.
And stay close because we have your dose of encouragement not too far away as Misa brings you her 1 minute inspiration for you this week. You don't want to miss it.
And keep it locked because one of our followers wrote to us in need of advice. We call this our Dear Eminem letter, and not only are we going to read it on the air, but we are going to give our most honest advice. Y'all don't go anywhere.
And Misa, we got some big things popping and a big guest on this show, man.
True.
We're so excited to have this guest on the show. A very special guest on the airwaves this week. She's an international recording artist and a super producer all the way from New Zealand, man. We're going to talk about her new album, Not For Sale. That's right. Cass will be on Eminem Live Radio later on during the show. And listen, you do not want to miss what Cass has
got
to say.
Now listen, we got so much going on and within the next 60 minutes, but Mia, we got to get into this conversation
listen,
right
we
got to
get into it, man.
Join us, y'all. It's all centered around this. When it comes to elders and authority, are they entitled to respect or is it earned? Instagram and Twitter is where it's at to give us your responses. Be sure to at us in the tweet or comment so we can see you. But Mia, what you want to play right now?
Misa, we got to get a hot track playback. Play some hot tracks that we played last week. Here is Mama, We Made It by Uzuhan. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to your girls on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
One day it'll all make sense.
Uzuhan.
Check it.
Hey.
Whoa. Mama, we made it.
Yeah, we made it.
Hope you're proud.
Hope you're proud.
All those times that I never kept it down was for now. I won't fake it.
I won't fake it.
Had my doubts.
I had my doubts.
I swear I was close to tapping out. Kiss the ground, yeah. I guess we're taking a bow. Dreaming cause you taught me how. I know that I got it good. Wifey be holding me down. Some never get out of town. Only keep running their mouths. Something they hold at a crown. They sound like, no. So many what if and I might. Different opinion and soundbite. Nobody knew what it would sound like. Either take flight or skydive. Maybe I'll get rich or die trying. So many faces and limelight. But not many look like me. Not many move like me. Ooh. Tell me what's the win if I never ever failed. If I didn't try, who would tell I tell? Used to dream by moments just like this. In my speech I would tell it just like Mama, we made it.
Mama, made it.
Can't believe I'm running my victory lap. How about that?
How about that?
Mama, we made it.
Mama, made it.
Can't believe I'm running my victory lap. How about that?
How about that?
바보기 되던 내 매일은 오늘만을 위해 썼던 거였겠죠. 그늘뿐이던 내 주위를 밝힐 수가 있게 된 거죠 내가.
Yeah, yeah.
오늘은 집에 가 맥주 한 잔과 들 선물들이 좀 많죠.
Yeah,
많은 사람들 앞에 서 있는 드로피가 그 중 하나죠.
Yeah.
We've been working putting hours in my studio.
Yeah.
매일매일 고되고 좀 힘이 든 거죠.
Yeah.
이젠 이미 모든 걸 다 이뤄낸 거죠. Yeah.
Hey.
Bye bye, my bike and Nigel. Bye bye, my bike and
Nigel. Mama, we made it.
Mama, we made it.
Can't believe I'm running my victory lap.
Yeah, yeah.
How about that?
How about that?
Mama, we made it.
Mama, we made it.
Can't believe I'm running my victory lap.
Thank you, God.
How about that?
Run that back.
Mama, we made it.
Mama, we made it.
Can't believe I'm running my victory lap.
Victory lap.
How about that?
How about that?
Mama, we made it.
Mama, we made it.
Can't believe I'm running my victory lap.
Oh yeah,
how about
that?
What's a gift?
What's a gift? God bless, yeah, yeah.
If you keep it all for yourself, yeah, yeah.
지금부터가 시작인 거죠. 이제 매일매일이 다를 거예요. 방구석에 백수 아들 넘은 이제 자랑스러운 우리 아들 된 거죠.
Aim for greater. It's a jungle out there trying to get you.
생각지도 못한 일들이 눈앞에 펼쳐질 테죠. 생각지도 못한 것들이 이제 우리 손에 달리게 되죠.
Mama, we made it.
Mama, we made it.
Can't believe I'm running my victory lap.
Best believe it.
How about that?
Hmm? Huh?
Mama, we made it.
Mama, we made it.
Can't believe I'm running my victory lap. How about that?
How about that, man? That was Mama, We Made It by Uzu Han. Listen, a hot track off the rack playback. Man, make sure you guys go check out the new music video for that song, ASAP. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen, we're about to give you all things current, including all things trending through the use of hashtags with hashtag too many hashtags, this week's current topics.
You know on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in.
Go in.
On the hashtags. Well, the segment right here is called Hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag Heroes and Cakes. Now, I have my local pizza joints near me that I love ordering from. And while they may be 20 minutes away, how about my pizza still don't be ready in 30 minutes like they advertise, man? It just be your own pizza places. It's good to know that there's a pizza delivery guy that's out here changing lives because he drove 225 miles to deliver two 18-inch pizzas to a man in hospice. But get this, the pizza guy was 18 years old and just wanted to make a man that was battling cancer happy by driving 3 hours to simply deliver pizzas. Mia, what do you think about this? We need more people like this 18-year-old
in
our life.
Listen, man, Papa John's. Pizza Hut, Papa John's for sure, because you've been under fire lately. You could do a little bit extra to help get our support back.
Man, look, I just felt like this was something positive and something great to actually read in the news. It's so much stuff that's going on. You know, people trying to vote, which we need to go ahead and get out there and vote. A lot of stuff happening in the White House. A lot of things happening in our community. And I feel like it's just good that every now and then we can kind of open up the page or even see something that's headlining, you know, in
positive.
In our news that's positive.
Someone going out of their way to go deliver pizza for a man who has cancer in the hospital. That's like checkpoint, 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 cookie points, brownie points, all across the board.
Yeah, well, I bet the pizza was still hot.
I mean, he probably had a microwave oven in the back of his truck. You never know. The way he was going out of his way just to get that man the pizza, he probably wanted to make sure it was absolutely perfect. And I would not be surprised if that's what he did.
And for him to be so young, I just tip my hat off to you, sir.
Yes, for sure.
Hashtag pizza places, take notes.
Hashtag because there's plenty.
Hashtag this man drove 225 miles.
Hashtag and the pizza was still hot and ready.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag degree-free companies. Now, if you're looking for a job but don't have a college degree, listen, this hashtag is for you. Glassdoor.com posted on their website that companies such as Google, Apple, and IBM are dropping the requirement for employment applicants to have a college degree. Listen, they said that book smarts don't always equal to good work ethic or natural talent, and there are a handful of companies that are just now realizing this and not making it their top priority anymore. More companies such as Whole Foods, Bank of America, Hilton Hotels, Costco, Chipotle, Home Depot, Starbucks, all of them are dropping the requirement of having a college degree. Apple, Google, like, can you imagine walking in Apple and being like, I need a college job, like, I need to have a job, and them not asking whether or not you have a college degree? Google, Apple.
Yeah.
These are like the best of the best ones right there.
I'm just happy that they're understanding that just because you go to a four-year college or even a two-year or even a trade program, that just doesn't mean that you're going to be excellent at what you do. As long as you have drive and you're willing to learn and you're trying to, you know, expand your knowledge, I feel like that's all that really, you know, requires a successful, you know, employee, right?
Now, I will say, even though I am happy the fact that, like, it's, I think it's so dope that Google and Apple and IBM, because those are such, you know, standard companies, you know, that they're dropping that requirement, they're asking you in Starbucks if you got a college degree to make a Frappuccino?
They're asking you in Home Depot and if you can build a birdhouse?
That's what I'm trying to think is... People don't build birdhouses in Home Depot.
Well, they build. There's wood there and there's screws. You can build stuff. That's all I'm trying to...
You just stop because there's wood they're building...
That's what I thought. That's what I'm just trying to figure out.
No,
I mean,
Misa.
Certain places.
Oh, because you work at Chipotle, you're a burrito? Like, it doesn't work like that. But listen, huge shout out to all of these companies for making this, dropping this requirement and making it more eligible for other people to, you know, get jobs now.
That's true.
That's absolutely awesome. Hashtag without a degree.
Hashtag I wouldn't be a shoo-in.
Hashtag but I could apply to Google or Apple.
Hashtag won't he do it?
Hashtag too many hashtags. And listen, we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag fake news. As we all know, Bill Cosby has been in prison for being found guilty on 3 counts of sexual assault for about a whole month now. And people are already starting to crack jokes on the comedian in the news. Apparently, it was said that in the news that Cosby was smacked in the face by a chicken patty by a prisoner that thought his joke wasn't funny. Y'all, ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to inform you that this is fake news and did not happen. No chicken patties were harmed in the prison regarding Bill Cosby. Now, Mia,
you know how big a chicken patty's got
to
be
to just smack somebody in the face.
Somebody in the face with it?
Like, why would that even be in the
news? I'm sorry, but when I heard that, I was like, that doesn't sound right. That doesn't even sound
true. I don't know. I ain't never been in the slammer. Things happen.
But I'm just thinking of the size. Listen, I'm a foodie, so I know the size, the regular size of a chicken patty. So the fact that you saying you slapped him with it, it just didn't sound right. The chicken patty to hand to face ratio just wasn't added up for me.
I don't know. I just kind of feel like at this point, you know, Cosby is just now, you know, registering what's really happening, where he is. I highly doubt at this point
he's
just cracking jokes with the local prisoners.
No.
You know, like, I don't think that's where he's at right now mentally. He's just trying to, like, figure out why he's there.
And, like,
seriously.
Honestly, I hate to say it, but not enjoying his time there. Like, I just don't think that he's just, like, they're all just, you know, sitting around cracking jokes. I just don't see that.
Yeah, I agree. Hashtag stop lying.
Hashtag telling jokes is his hobby.
Hashtag but quit throwing imaginary chicken.
Hashtag at Bill Cosby.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag married and missing that old thing. Listen, pop star Justin Bieber has been, you know, real low-key lately, but what we do know is that he was dating model Hailey Baldwin, proposed to her, and now they're married. But... ladies and gentlemen, after news of Selena's hospitalization broke last week, Bieber was photographed looking very distraught in public twice. Now, Us Weekly reported that Justin Bieber didn't feel whole after marrying Hailey Baldwin. Justin still loves Selena a lot, but as a friend and he's praying for her. He may or may not have made a mistake with his recent marriage, but he was extremely upset over what happened to Selena recently, sources say. They also said that she's a big part of his life and he just wants for her to be happy and healthy. Misa, he ain't never gonna let her go.
Mia, it sounds like trouble in paradise.
He is never gonna let her go.
You are so much in the public eye, Justin. You just got married. First of all, I mean, you kind of eloped on us. Like, we found out last minute that you were married. And
right after that, you got, you know, all of that. Now you're wanting Selena.
Now you
back.
Want Selena. Like, dude, what do you really want? At this point, your marriage is already under a magnifying glass.
Honestly, if I was Hailey, that would be the first question I ask if, like, you proposed to me. Like, I mean, like, after the fact, I'd kind of be like, okay, and I just want to ask you, because you've had trouble with this last, like, you know, previously, are you 100% over your ex? You know what I'm saying? Because you want to get all that stuff out the way, because then now we married. Man, and you hear in the tabloids, I still will always love her. What? Huh?
Now, I do want to ask
what
you this.
What was said?
Okay, now. Let me just say this. I've only been married for a year, and I know that that's something you definitely don't do. But do you think that this is something similar to what happened with Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson? There we go. Pete Davidson. Only because, you know, whatever what happened with
Mac Miller,
mm-hmm. I know that she was, you know, feeling very, very distraught. They were together for a long period of time. And I think Mac was the last person that she was with before getting engaged to Pete.
Yeah.
And now they called off the engagement. Do you think that's the same thing that transpired?
I kind of do. I just think that, you know, with his death coming up, it kind of like hit her heart than what she thought.
Yeah.
And maybe he was expecting her to maybe get over it or something like that. Or I'm not really sure, but I do think that played a part. And apparently it's going all over to Justin and Haley's relationship.
I really pray for those that are really big celebrities in the public eye trying to have their own, like, love life, because it's got to be hard.
It's got to be hard. So listen, we're hoping the best for him. Justin, get it together. Hashtag Justin, I got one question.
Hashtag, and it's that.
Hashtag, how you go from married?
Hashtag, to wanting that old thing back.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag, too many hashtags. Listen, you got to tune in next week and every week after that, where we give you more trending topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
We got so much still in store for you. We've got, man, Dear Eminem letter. We've got Cass on the air. We've also got a 1 minute inspiration. So much is happening and still in store for you guys. And within the rest of the show, tell somebody to go ahead and tune in, download the podcast, so that we can go ahead and party out the rest of the show. But of course, Mia, right here, right now, I gotta show some love to our bro, 1K Few. He just proposed to his now fiance.
Yes.
Man, I'm so happy for you. And they actually walked the red carpet together at the Dove Awards.
That's the first engaged couple, man. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it, man. Big ups to you, 1K Few. And of course, make sure you keep it locked and stay tuned on. You already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Show love. Let them hate all they want. Show love. And when you finally come up, show love. Show love. Show love. When they don't want you to shine, show love. Just wait on your time to come up. Name ringing on in their ear. I'ma name that this year. Wanna let me shine, right like a chandelier. G's all over my gear. You got drip like tears. On the way up, stay humble, still show love to my peers. Flex in the right way, pose for the photo. I let them ride the wave, never been a showboat. While we get all the hate, haters by the boatload. Nothing that they can say can stop me, that's a no-no. Ayy, shooting my shot for real, I'm never gon' pump fake. Ran up the score, knew I would make it one day. On the way up, buckle up, we on the runway. Straight to the top, roll me a ticket for one way. Show love. Show love. Let them hate all they want, show love. And when you finally come up, show love. Got a smile even when they mug it. Kill them when you show a little love. Want a bat and run it up. Tell them in God I trust. Roll it poly on my arm. Just can't squish that ball. It's been a while. Nothing comes overnight. Made it through the drought. Took a detour. Had to find another round. Cause I had to show them that they can't count me out. Can't count me out. Hey, shooting my shot for real. I'm never gonna bump, babe. Ran up the score. Knew I would make it one. Way up, buckle up, we on the runway. Straight to the top, roll me a ticket for one way. Show love. Show love. Let them hate all they want, show love. And when you finally come up, show love. Show love, yeah. When they don't want you
cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the livest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up, pump the speakers loud.
Get ready.
It's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for life. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for Christ. This is Eminem radio. Eminem radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go. Eminem radio. Eminem radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go.
Welcome back to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was Show Love by 1K Few.
Show love you.
I feel like 1K Few was like, I don't know. I feel like he's like that certain, I don't know. It seems like every song he drops is like so good. It kind of just has like a...
It's melodic.
And he has that really good vibe with him. I don't know. I just love that song. Again, that was Show Love by 1K Few. Listen. If you're listening to your girls on podcast, especially right now, make sure you're subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast. That's on iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio. Make sure you subscribe because you get notified every single time a new podcast goes live. Join the family. We see the numbers growing every single week. Be a part of this. It's something amazing, man. Again, subscribe to our Eminem Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio.
Yes, most definitely. But Mia, like we said, we have a lot going on for the rest of the show. Of course, some more music also. But one of our listeners wrote to us in need of advice. And of course, you know, we're going to read that letter called a Dear Eminem letter live on the air and give our most honest opinion.
Now, for those of you who are new to the show, first of all, welcome, first of all. But also, if you're new to the show, here's what a Dear Eminem letter is, where one of our listeners write to us and they're in need of advice, whether it's they're going through something at school, work, at home, with their friends, their girlfriend, their boyfriend, whatever it is, they write to us here at the show. Let us know what's going on in their life. And we give them our honest advice and our honest opinions on what they're going through. So, with that being said, here is this week's Dear Eminem letter.
Dear Eminem, I feel really weird writing to you on this topic because you have answered questions far more important than mine, but I really need you all's advice. I'm originally from Colorado, but I now live in the southern parts of Chicago, Illinois. I've been here for about 6 years, and so far I feel like it's okay. It's much different from Colorado, though. I made a friend named Dante who's absolutely hilarious. I swear he's a comedian because he's always roasting people. One day, a bunch of our friends were laughing because he was roasting me, so I tried to roast him back. And I said, well, Dante lives at the second house on 123rd Sunken Place. I always go to his house for a cup of tea. I thought it was so funny, but no one laughed with me, not even Dante. Maybe it's because Dante is black and I'm white. And I don't think black people like jokes about the Sunken Place. People have been calling me the Get Out Boy, and someone told me that I wasn't invited to the cookout, which I never knew there was even an event coming up in the first place. I never intended on hurting any feelings, but apparently I did. Eminem, how do you think I should fix this? Sincerely, it was just a joke.
Oh my God. Look, I'm sorry. The funny part about this was when you said, well, just to let you know, when people said you were invited to the cookout, it's just saying that you're included. There was never really a cookout going. I just wanted to go ahead and let you know that. Okay, so, oh, that's so funny. Okay, so, dear, it was a joke. So your question is, I've never intended on hurting anyone's feelings, but apparently I did. How do you think I should fix this? I think because you guys are in two different races. He's black, you're white. And I think the main thing is that you just gotta, like, you can go in and fix it. Don't feel like you can. Just kind of just, like, sit Dante aside and just let him know that, hey, I want to apologize. I did not realize how much of me saying that Sunken Place comment was going to affect you. You know what I'm saying? And also, like, let him know if the whole cookout comment bothers you. Just let him know that kind of, like, made you feel some type of way, too. So just get to a common place where you guys can, like, not cross those boundaries when it comes to... Dang, you said the Sunken Place.
This is what I think. Let me go ahead and tell you this. This is what I think about it. Okay. So, yeah, like Mia said, it's not a real cookout.
Don't ever think you missed out on nothing.
Ain't no food. we don't even have a date for it. Like, it just means that we're inviting other races into our black community, which means like you kind of down with us. So that's kind of what it really means. It's not a real cookout barbecue happening. So with that being said, I think, to be honest, Mia, I get kind of upset with us black people, we make jokes about white people and we expect for them to just kind of laugh with us. But then the moment they say certain things that may be a little, offensive or kind of funny or roasting worthy on you, you want to be all extra sensitive. To be honest, I don't think that was worth you getting sensitive about, Dante.
I think he should apologize. I think they could both apologize. Because, I mean, even though we never expect for people to be, oh, that's so sensitive, don't be so sensitive, what was nothing to you could have been a lot to somebody else. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, I just feel like you should just go out of your way and just go ahead and just reassure him, hey, man, I don't want you to think I was coming for you, but I'm not sure how you guys talk. Just let him know that you apologize for what you said. And if with the things that he says offended you, let him know.
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, okay, don't take my advice. But listen, it was a joke. Definitely go ahead and apologize. Apologize to everybody that was hurt by your remark. And just let them know, like, I thought that we were having fun. I thought it was a joke. I won't make that comment ever again. And, I mean, if Dante's your friend, he should have known that y'all were just joking and that it was a simple laughing moment, a lighthearted moment. But at the end of it all, Dante, Just let him say his little roasting moment. Like, let him tell his joke. Because, I mean, he wanted to roast you back.
I think I see both sides of it. I see the fact that, like, you now know where the lines are crossed.
That's true. That's
in this
true.
But at the same time, don't dish it if you can't take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, be prepared. Fuck, when roasting, I know, especially with guys, roasting, and they be saying everything. I be thinking, oh my gosh, that was so mean.
But like, they're laughing. Going. Right.
But I mean, apparently because it everyone stopped when you made the comment, just go ahead and address it. Don't let it go any more further without you saying anything.
Right.
And that's sincerely your girl's Eminem. Listen, thank you so much. It was a joke for writing to your girls here on Eminem Live Radio. And listen, guys, stay tuned throughout the show because we're going to let you know how you can submit your dear Eminem letter to us here at the studio.
Yes, of course. Listen, we've got some more where that came from. We actually have a great conversation that's all centered around this. Give it to Amia.
Again, this question for this week is, when it comes to elders and authority, are they entitled to respect or is it earned? We thought of this question late one night. We're like, we think this would be pretty good to talk about on the show. And we got so many comments. Again, thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. And we're going to read some of our favorite comments that we got over on Instagram.
Thanks so much for commenting at 11 Eternity. This person says they already earned it. Unless they approach you with disrespect. But personally, I always give a person respect first until disrespected. At Call Her SJ, this person says, earned. You not about to disrespect me and think I'm going to still show you some respect.
And listen, guys, again, the question for this week is, when it comes to elders and authority, are they entitled to respect or is it earned?
At Ari _ Bergs from New York, she says, great question. It's earned. The moment you feel as if you have a right to be respected is the moment I lose respect. And shout out to at Kyra Claxton. She says, entitled.
And again, guys, the question for this week is, when it comes to elders and authority, are they entitled to respect or is it earned? Again, we're going to read some more comments when we come back on the air. And of course, you guys already know you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. So we have what we think about the question as well. But of course, you guys already know, before we leave this break, we got to give you guys some encouragement, motivation, upliftment, whatever you call it. Man, we got it for you in our 1 minute inspiration where we inspire you under 60 seconds. And listen, Misa has got your 1 minute inspiration for you this week.
You need to learn to trust your timing and pace yourself. A lot of times we like to plan our lives out to the T, down to every minute and second. And while it's great to plan, sometimes things don't go as planned and we end up getting frustrated with ourselves. You may have plans to finish school in 4 years, but maybe you're going to end up finishing in 5 years. You want to be married by 25, but maybe Mr. Right isn't ready to be Mr. Right until you turn 28. Maybe you started having children earlier than you thought, but you're making it work and you have a beautiful family. God has the master plan for your life. And while sometimes it's hard, you just gotta trust him. So while you didn't get married at 25, God had a plan to make sure that you had a career by that time so that you could have stable income for Mr. Right. So don't get distracted by what's going on in the lives of your friends around you, because God has something for you, and what he has for you is for you. So I encourage you to stay in your own lane, because there's no traffic. Run your own race, because you're the only competition. And walk to the beat of your own heart, because it's your life. You need to learn to trust your timing and pace yourself.
That was your 1 minute inspiration, brought to you by my girl Misa. I told y'all Misa be coming with the lines. She says, stay in your own lane. There is no traffic. Alexa, cue God's plan. You kept saying that in the song. That's immediately what I thought. Again, guys, thank you guys so much for listening to your girls Eminem here on Eminem Live Radio. And love it, our 1 minute inspirations on the show and visually on social media. Make sure you're following us on social media so you can see all of our 1 minute inspirations we post when we're here in studio.
Most definitely. We got so much more that came from. And I hope that you guys really appreciate our 1 minute inspirations, and that put a smile on your face. Listen, that is the best thing you could ever be out here wearing, is a smile.
That's exactly right, man. But listen, when we come back, we're going to have international recording artist Cass on the show to talk about her new album, Not For Sale. But listen, let's put that smile on your face that Misa was talking about. Here is Smile by Carmen B. Beautiful. Keep it like right here, you're listening to. You already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Everybody wants to know when you gonna smile. Everybody wants to know they just gonna let loose for a while. Oh, but you do. You just wanna let loose. You just wanna have a good time. Go ahead and let your hair down tonight. Oh, but why you sitting crying your eyes out? You just wanna let it go. Lose control. Oh, smile. You look better
up? And you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia from, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio, and it's the moment you all have been waiting for.
That's right, Misa. In a nutshell, she's a risk-taking singer and producer who writes relatable, thought-provoking lyrics along with a fresh, compelling sound. Her ambitious spirit causes her to firmly believe that she thinks that she, and she knows that she can reach a new generation, and yet she already has, with people instantly being captivated by her artistry from all four corners of the earth.
Yes.
Her new album, Not For Sale, is out right now, and we're going to talk to the voice behind the music right here, right now. We want to welcome national recording artist Cass to the show. What's going on, Cass?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Listen, we're doing good. Welcome to the show. Listen, we were so hyped when we got word that we would have you on the show this week, so we appreciate you taking up the time to hang out with us here on Eminem Live Radio.
Thanks for having me, seriously.
Of course, of course. Now, Cass, before we get into anything, I gotta say this. The NBA season is back, and I know that you're a basketball fan and a Celtics fan, right?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
All day.
Now, how positive are you that the Celtics are gonna make it to the NBA Finals this year? Now, be honest now.
I am 100% positive.
Now, you know, L.A. Bron doesn't have you shook a little bit about what the Celtics.
Girl, nah.
She got faith. She got faith in her team now.
Listen, listen, I love your confidence in your team. But listen, Cass, you have been an artist that has been skyrocketing lately, like from traveling all over the world to a great amount of support you've been getting for your music. How does it feel to have gained and done so much in so little time?
That's crazy. Like, God's grace is amazing, man. I'm still getting used to it. It's amazing.
Man, that's absolutely awesome. And let's also talk about this new album, though, okay? Just really quick. Not For Sale is the name of the project. Tell us, Cass, what inspired the title of the album?
Nah, it was quite a while ago. I think it was after my first album. I was kind of thinking, man, what if I'm going to make another album, what does that look like? And I felt like, you know, with, I guess, God gracing me with the platform, I wanted to put across a message that really showcases, as a young adult, you know, what it means to be, not just to be a Christian, but to be someone that needs God in every part of her life. And even though, like, Not For Sale is a very confident statement, and I believe them, that's what the album is about, but it's just showcasing, like, you know, a lot of people that don't know God, they think being a Christian is one, I don't know, one way or what the media shows, but really what it is that through the highs and the lows, through, you know, good times, bad times, God is with you. And you have that confidence, you have that friend with you. So I kind of like the idea of, like, I'm not for sale. Well, I'm not for sale to, you know, other walks of life or other values. But also, like, I'm sold out to a cause and to someone that is there for me through everything.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, that was the vibe.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. Actually, hearing you talk about it, I think that's, because everyone's, you know, not believers and things like that, I feel like when you hear the music, and especially with your music, you know, because your music has so much substance in it, you definitely get that energy, and that message definitely comes across. But listen, guys, your girls Eminem are hanging out with national recording artist and singer-songwriter Cass, and we're talking about her new album, Not For Sale. Now, Cass, you've always been hands-on when it comes to creating your music, meaning not only writing your music, but also producing it as well, and that was no different when it came to Not For Sale. So with you doing music for so long, I can only imagine how, you know, easy it is for a song to come together. But was there any song on the new album that was the hardest to write or the hardest to produce, or any song that took the longest to come together?
Yeah, Lo-Fi Clarity.
Really?
That one was, yeah.
Oh my gosh, Cass, are you serious?
Crazy, yeah. I'm serious.
Because it seems, hearing that song, I was like, oh my gosh, this is speaking to my soul. And I was just like, it's so crazy that you say that, because I love that song. I've heard so many
awesome.
People talk great about it as well. What was it about the song that made it hard to come together?
I think just, like, for so long, I was writing songs from a perspective, from a general perspective, like, what do people want to say to God? But then when it's a song that's personal, because it's based off, you know, when I was a teenager, I struggled with depression and anxiety. And even now as a young, you know, 23 years old, it still comes back. Like, it's not, I don't struggle with it, but it's still something that, you know, here and there I have to deal with. And so having to write personal lyrics, that was, it's weird. Like, I found that really hard because I guess overthinking of, like, okay, is this too personal, or, you know, does this communicate it the right way? Are people going to take this the right way? And then in the end, I just had to be like, you know what? I'm just going to write what I feel I need to say, what other people going through, what I'm going through need to hear, and what they probably would want to say. And yeah, just the overthinking and, like, just the it's weird when you're writing something so personal.
Yeah.
That's what I found really hard.
Well, one thing I've realized is that the more personal you get and the more you get so submerged in your feelings, that's what everybody can recognize.
I've always heard what comes from the heart reaches the heart. And also, it's so funny hearing you say that you deal with depression, because I've actually had in the past, in my past life, struggles with that as well. So even though I don't go through those things now, like you said, it impacted me. And I've been hearing everyone else talk about it. It's impacting them. That's amazing.
It truly is. And one thing I love about you as an artist is that I can tell when you take time and effort into writing your lyrics, because you have so much substance in them, like Mia said. But also, you know, Mia, when you hear Cass on any song, you're gonna get something out of it. You know, the inspiration, the encouragement, and just so much more. So with the new album being out, Cass, what's one thing you hope people get out of the music when they hear Not For Sale?
Yeah, I think just to be encouraged. I think, to be encouraged and to just feel hope. That's the main thing, because I feel like we're living in a time where so many things are happening, so many terrible things are happening. Sometimes it's hard to find hope, something to, bring you joy, happiness, just idea of like this, you can see another day and be happy. So just to give people hope that no matter what you're dealing with, like, especially I guess with mental health as well, God is with you and he wants to walk that journey with you. That's my main thing.
Well, let me tell you something. Everybody, make sure you get this project, because I know for a fact, Cass, that you are touching people all over the world. And
thank you.
And of course. And one thing that I do want to make sure that I mention to you is that we're so glad that we got the chance to talk to you on the air. Thanks again for hanging out with us here on the show. But before you go, give everybody your social media so that they can keep up with you.
Yeah, for sure. I think on all platforms, it's Cass Kanda, C-A-S-S. Canda's basically Panda with the Cass Canda.
Listen, guys, make sure you guys following Cass on all social media. And also, go get Cass's new album, Not For Sale. Listen, this project is a gem, guys. So make sure you guys go get it. It's sold everywhere digitally.
And Cass, you're dope, okay? I have to let you know you are dope. And we can't tell you how much we're so proud of you and so much heart and soul that you put into the album. And we're happy
to
play any song that you have produced. But also, we're rooting for you, and just know that you have our support here on Eminem Live Radio. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Of course, of course. Now, everybody and everyone that's listening all over the world, keep it locked where you got it, because you're about to hear some new music from Cass right here, right now.
That's right. Here's Lo-Fi Clarity by Cass from her new album, Not For Sale. Listen to this one, and we'll be right back. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Of it all, help me drown out all the lies, 'cause it's not you. Catch me before I fall, make it known in my soul, you're in control. Take me through it.
sometimes it feels like it's like a flood, like a cloud of like negative thoughts, like lies, just like fills my head, right? And it's like I can't see a way out. But then even through that storm, like I just hear that voice, that still voice, just like leading me back to clarity. Like, I'm not alone. We're not alone.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, and we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. That was my girl with Cass, Lo-Fi Clarity.
That's by Cass,
I'm telling you.
Tongue twister right
there. Don't be caught slipping.
But listen, man, that's from her new album, Not For Sale. Huge shout out to Cass for rocking with us this week on Eminem Live Radio. Make sure you guys go get the new album, man. I promise you the album sounds like, every single one sounds like a single. They're just that good. So again, go get her new album, Not For Sale. It's on all digital music outlets.
Yes, most definitely. Mia, we got to get back to this conversation.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's all centered around this question right here. When it comes to elders and authority, are they entitled to respect or is it earned? Listen, we got so many comments on social media as we speak. Thank you guys so much for commenting. Now, if you guys still want to, you can go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. But we got some more comments where that came from on social media right now.
Here we go. At @Hollywood_Cole on IG. This person says earned, and on Facebook at Rob Hooper. He says, I give everyone my respect until they prove themselves unworthy of it. Age is not a factor.
Thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. That's all the comments we're going to read this show. But if you still want to go ahead and comment, listen, go ahead and do so. Nothing is holding you back. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio, Facebook as well at Eminem Live Radio. But of course, you guys already know you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. Now, the inspiration for the question, Misa and I were talking one day. We're trying to figure out what we want to talk about this week. And recently, it was kind of like swirling around, I guess, the reality show Braxton Family Values. Right. You know, with Toni Braxton, R&B superstar Toni Braxton and her sisters. And of course, you know, there's always drama. It's reality TV, so there's always drama. And they went to Iyanla Van Zandt, you know, to help their sisterhood and things like that. And Tamar Braxton, her sister, everyone knows Tamar Braxton, you know, the personality, her songs,
she's
all those types
head.
Of things, hothead, all those types of things. And she was going, her and Iyanla were just going back and forth, back and forth. And then everyone was in the comments. I saw this clip on Instagram, and everyone was saying, how dare Tamar disrespect her elders? That was so disrespectful for her to talk to Iyanla like that. But there were also people in the comments who were saying, well, I mean, Iyanla was being disrespectful to Tamar. I mean, being elders has nothing to do with this. She should have been respectful from the jump. I respect people who respect me. So I was telling Misa that, and she was like, I think that should be a great question for this week's show. So Misa, I want to ask you, when it comes to elders and authority, are they entitled to respect or is it earned?
See, with me, this is what it comes down to. I think that you are entitled until proven earned.
Oh, so it's like a double entendre.
Yeah, yeah. Only because, I mean, to be honest, I grew up in a household in which my mom and my dad and grandparents, like I had a village around me that made sure that I knew how to, you know, give respect to my elders. You know, I knew how to speak. I knew how to act. I knew how to just do the whole nine yards. You know, I came from parents that did not play. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. However, growing up, I'm not just going to have you step all over me just because you 70 something years old.
Yeah.
You know, just because you are, you know, in authority, you're not just going to be talking to me any old kind of way and calling me out of my name. That's just not right. I'm going to give you respect because I feel like you deserve respect. But my thing is, once you get to a point in which you're going to show that I am not worthy of respect, then we need to have a different conversation.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying. Actually, now that you... I honestly agree. To answer the question, I agree with you, Misa. I do think that respect is earned all across the board. But I love the perspective that you said, that I think everyone should be given respect. I don't want for anyone to think that, like, you should just walk around just being disrespectful. Yeah, because you earn respect, I ain't just going to give it to you. Like, no. I know for me, everyone gets respect just because I feel like everyone should be owed respect, as if I would want respect as well.
Right.
So therefore, but then when you lose that and you disrespect me, what do I look like to you just being like, yes, ma'am, uh-huh, okay, I understand. Like, no. Like, I feel like you should be like, okay, I'm not just going to, I feel like in a way that's you defending yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way in which you do that,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree. And do you think it also kind of comes down to it when it comes to, like, you know, you dating a guy and then, like, you know, usually sometimes when a new person is coming, being introduced to the family, you know, the mom would give the boyfriend a hard time, or the father would give the boyfriend, or even vice versa, you know, the mom would give the girlfriend a hard time. Do you think that still applies to that?
I feel like sometimes giving people a hard time when it comes to that scenario, there's like a line that, like, you can kind of like push your envelope with that. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like certain people, they, you know, I feel like you should always, like, you know, give the boyfriend a hard time. The dads do that, or the brothers, like the mom kind of, like, you know, ask the girlfriend the tough questions. But at some point, I feel like that should be a phase. You do that in the beginning parts of the relationship.
Then let's get past the phase.
You married for 20 years and you still being hard on them. It's just like, well, dang. It's like, I feel like you should always, that should go away at some point.
Yeah. Now with that phase, because I feel like that phase should end, like all phases should.
Like in the dating phase.
Right. And if you're in that dating phase in which you're not really, you know, getting past to the mother, to the father, Still be kind, okay? Because kind of, it's still
now you're trying to win them over.
Right.
Like, when you got a ring on it, you ain't going nowhere.
Right, exactly. But, of course, when that phase ends, you know, you have to get to a point in which you really are having an understanding. And especially when it comes to some people that you are family with and people that you know that's really close to you, there's nothing wrong with having a conversation and trying to figure out, look, you disrespected me here. I feel like I should give you respect, but what we're not going to do is we're not going to act like I'm just your punching bag and that I don't deserve respect. There's nothing wrong with being confrontational, but figuring out the right way of saying certain things, because it just may be a total miscommunication.
And also another thing is, don't be disrespectful out the gate. Because I know when it comes to, like, I know for me personally, I'm just not the type of disrespectful person. I'm just not going to just walk around and just be that. But I feel like when you just come out being disrespectful, then it's like, I'm not going to let you treat me like that. So therefore, I'm going to give what you give to me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely. This is a great conversation, y'all. Today, we are talking about R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Oh, Lord, not Wait, Al Sharpton.
You don't spell it like that, do you? We're talking about respect, you guys.
I was thinking, I was like, I know she. Oh, I see what she's doing.
We're talking about respect here. All centered around this right here. When it comes to elders and authority, are they entitled to respect, or is it earned?
Listen, you can still go ahead and comment, hit us up on social media. But listen, man, I have not heard this artist in a long time, and I just found my album by him, and I was listening to it all the way home, man. Here is Enemies by No Big Deal. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to your girls on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Yeah, looking at my pedigree, I set them up. I was scared of peace, I would never trust. Now I got the recipe for a better us. Better. I'ma let it be, I'ma spread the love. Now I got no enemies. A simple man, I think that we could change the world. I got a simple plan. Only props and no shots. I'm a gentleman. Homie, stop. All your ops live on Instagram. You ain't gotta pretend you got haters to make it. Yes, you do got exes, but they ain't little Satans. You don't have to go and hide your fate to be famous. Honesty and rap, I've been impatiently waiting. Look, I killed all my enemies so friends could come alive, and then I placed them in the tribe. I got a graveyard by my side, and I don't got the banger, got a saber in the ride. Cause even though I got the light, I look like Vader all my life. Used to fantasize while playing shady in the ride. Now I might get the cover of Fader if I try. I just blocked the next, I got my baby on my side. Playing shows and giving life while you promoting homicide. Yeah, looking at my pedigree, I set them up. I was scared of peace, I would never trust. Now I got the recipe for a better us. Better. I'ma let it be, I'ma spread the love. Now I got no enemies. They descended on me. I'm like, please, can we stop the madness? Too much Twitter traffic. I don't ride the wave. I live in Atlantis. I got one advantage. I know who my man is. I just get the change, give it to my family. Listen, this important. This is do or die. Love your fellow man and give them more life. I know you just vibing out the tour life. But I can't lose another one to suicide. Going tribal when we ride.
Going tribal.
See revival in our eyes. Just remember, I get Zion when I die. Going symbol, that's a lion with his pride. Looking at my pedigree. I was scared of peace. I would never trust. Now I got the recipe.
For
better us. I'ma let it be. I'ma spread the love. Now I got no enemies.
That was Enemies by No Big Deal. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yes, be sure to follow your girls on all social media. Like us on Facebook at Eminem Live Radio.
And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at MM Live Radio. And listen, if you're in need of advice and want our opinions on things, listen, man, you can give us your dear Eminem letters, man. Just go to our website, MisaandMia.com. That's MeesaandMeah.com. Click our submission tab and then click Dear Eminem Letter, and we would love to read your submissions here on the air. So again, send us your Dear Eminem Letter at MisaandMia.com.
Yes, and we hope you guys enjoyed today's show just as much as we did, but remember that you can still give us your opinions on this week's conversation.
That's right, just go to our social media and tell us, when it comes to elders and authority, are they entitled to respect or is it earned?
And make sure you are subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or iHeartRadio. And for more info, hit us up on our website at MisaandMia.com/podcast.
Huge shout out to an international recording artist and singer-songwriter, Cass, for hanging out with us this week on Eminem Live Radio. Make sure you guys go get her new album, Not For Sale, right now. It's on all digital music outlets.
And tune into Eminem Live Radio next week, because we're going to be talking love and relationships, man. Your girls, Eminem, are going to be representing the ladies and once again bringing in our male's perspective, Kimo Jones, to hold it down for the fellas.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversations, music, and so much more. So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we gotta get the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O. Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And the executive producer, Crystal Evans, and Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, because down is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. We love you so much, and thanks for tuning in. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah.